Welcome to the Mostly Podcast at Night, episode 130, Summer of 84.
This podcast. Was it worth it?
So worth it.
No tagline.
I didn't know what the crickets were about. I just knew they were going to come out, and it was worth it, definitely.
Well, actually, 100%. That's the summary, too, is the crickets. 50 minutes of is crickets. It? No, just kidding. Just kidding.
What's the five-second summary? Well, five seconds of cricket noises, and things went awry.
Don't tempt me. Although I only have 4 seconds on this video, so that won't work.
Oh, so, shoot, yeah,
we're 1 second short for the short summary.
Well, all you need is 4 seconds of crickets, and then like you can say and things went awry. And then that's 5 seconds.
Good call.
Hey everybody, what is up? Welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Chaos.
I'm Carnage.
And we are the Mostly Podcast tonight.
Mostly.
We are the podcast where two best friends of 20 years bicker and banter their way through a different podcast, through a different movie each week. And we, there are spoilers ahead. So we always put in the notes where you can go watch this movie. So go watch it, or if you don't care about spoilers, you know, forge ahead, but you have been warned, spoilers, and also expletives, because y'all were gonna swear.
Oh, a lot. We always swear a lot.
Yeah. If you're new, though, you know, they have to know what they're in for.
Should we gently ease them into the shit?
Absolutely.
Well, as you said, this week we did Summer of 84. It was it was released in 2018, actually released at Sundance, and it was not rated. It is a Shudder exclusive if you haven't seen it yet and you want to go see it. It was an hour and 45 minutes long, and it got a 6.7 on the IMDb scale. What about the tomato meter?
So glad that you asked. Summer of 84 tomato meter is a 71%. Critic consensus, Summer of 84 suffers from an over-reliance on nostalgia for its titular decade, but a number of effective jolts may still satisfy genre enthusiasts. Audience score a little bit lower, 66%.
Did not satisfy.
Only 763 user ratings, though. I mean, like, wow.
Well, it's very limited. It got a very limited release. It was like midnight showings, and then now it's only on Shudder.
Like, a lot of people have Shudder. Shudder's pretty big. I mean, if you're a horror fan, you have Shudder. Come on. Unless you're a poor horror fan.
I'm a poor horror fan.
Yeah, you do have Shudder. We have a joint Shudder.
I know, we have a joint Shudder.
Podcast.
Oh my god. We love it.
That's the only reason why.
I know. You ready for casting?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about the cast. Hey, you know what?
What?
I just realized, like, sometime I think we really should stick to an outline because we shift things around. And, like, we used to do the 5 second summaries before we talked about the cast.
Yeah, I know.
Now we do them after the cast.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like it keeps things fresh and new to switch things up on you. Next week, I'm going to do the full summary before we even announce the movie.
Oh, okay. So we just pretend like we're doing it to keep things fresh.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you have an outline, it's not fresh anymore. You know, you got to surprise the people with stuff. Like, do you want to do fanfic first? Because we can do fanfic first.
Let's not.
Okay, fine. God, ruin it all for me. Go ahead.
let's talk about the cast. I withdraw all my right, comments. Fine. Okay, so Davey Armstrong was played by Graham Vercher.
He's known for the TV shows The Good Doctor and Fargo.
Oh, I've seen the first season of the TV show Fargo.
Is it good?
It was good. It was kind of the same thing where not a lot happened.
Great. So he's used to this then. Okay.
Yeah. So Tommy Eaton was Judah Lewis.
He's known for The Babysitter and Demolition.
Hmm. Dale Woody Woodworth was Caleb Emery.
He's known for Run the Race, and he was also on Logan Lucky recently.
Okay. Curtis Faraday was Corey Grutter Andrew.
He was in Beyond the Sun, and right now he's on the show Anne with an E, which I think is about Anne of Green Gables, but I haven't investigated further.
Hmm. Nikki Kasuba was Tierra Scovby.
She's known for Riverdale and Nurses.
I probably butchered her name. Sorry, Tierra.
Scovby?
Tierra. Scovby. I don't even know. I've never heard of her, but probably people have if she's on Riverdale. So, sorry. I probably butchered that.
Way to go. Now you've insulted all of our Riverdale fans. Thanks a lot.
I am genuinely curious now to know if we have any fans who also like Riverdale. I want to know.
I don't know what Riverdale's about, so.
The comic. You know, Archie, Jughead, Veronica.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it because there's actually some ace representation in it. Jughead's character is asexual.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But I've also
brought the comic to life.
But I've also heard like it's crappy drama and.
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably teenage drama, so.
Yeah, it's crappy teenage
Duh.
Drama. So. Yeah, no. So, where were we? Wayne Mackey was played by Rich Sommer.
He was in Mad Men and In the Dark, and I had to scream when we watched this because I recognized him as Alex from The Office. He was only in like two episodes, but he was in The Office, and that's all that matters.
There you go. Randall Armstrong was Jason Gray Stanford.
He's from Monk. Which I
Yay!
Love him in Monk. And he actually has the same first name, Randall. He's Randall Disher, Randy Disher, and Monk. And he has the same first name in this one, too, Randall and Randall. And then he was also Donatello? In the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon.
Donatello.
Thank you. Yeah. I wrote it wrong. Oh, my God. I think it's Donatello. I don't think it's a girl's name. That's Donatello is a girl's name. Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah, so Donatello and the Teenage Mutant Ninja. I mean, he's in a lot of stuff, but I figured nice. Our TMNT crowd would like that part of it, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sheila Armstrong was Shauna Johansson.
She was in The Bad Seed, and she's going to be in the new Babysitter's Club TV series, which I actually just found out about this OMG. Today, and my 8-year-old self is very excited by it.
I know, right? I found out about it yesterday and I was like, OMG, my little girl self is getting excited when I thought that like 12-year-old babysitters were like old, mature individuals
and
having
I
adventures.
To be like
them. Yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
That's funny that you just found out about yesterday too. I just found out about it. I'm
yeah.
like, oh my God. Okay. That's so cool. I can't wait. I gotta watch it. Even though it's for like kids, I have to watch it.
No, I'm excited.
To.
I'm really excited. Well,
and Alicia
like...
Silverstone's going to be in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
awesome.
She's going to be one of the single moms. Yes.
Oh, great.
So
even
yeah.
better. Excellent. I'm excited.
Okay,
I've also been excited because today the game Animal Crossing got a big update, and we can swim in the ocean now.
I heard about that on Facebook.
Yes. Yeah, everybody's psyched about it, and I am trapped in the magic of that game, I have to say.
Do you want to tell them about your new story, actually, too?
Oh, well,
if we have any
no,
Animal Crossing fans?
Not yet.
Okay, all right. Figured I'd pimp you. Because by the time this episode comes out, it should be up. So.
That's true. I'll put a link in the show notes.
Okay.
It'll be fine. We'll
okay.
just down low slide it in there. I'll put it in at the end.
Okay.
When we're pimping
good.
Stuff.
I know we haven't had anything to pimp for a while, so that's a good thing to pimp. So
yeah.
All right. Cool. Well,
good idea.
Thank you. Do you want a little summary?
I would love one of Carnage's famous 5-second summaries.
Okay. Stranger Things got popular, so this movie was made, but it's a lot crappier. and things went awry.
I said it. I said that earlier today. I said
did
it's
you?
Trying to be Stranger Things.
Oh God,
yes,
funny.
I did.
I know. I'm like, that's what it reminds me of, Stranger Things, but not quite as
like,
good.
Yeah, it's trying to be Stranger Things, but Stranger Things irritated me on how slow it moved too. And this thing moved slower than Stranger Things.
I know. I had to stop watching Stranger Things too because I'm like, it's too slow moving. You know me. I can't stand the slow burn. So I picked this one. This is a Carnage pick, and the reason I picked it actually is the movie poster reminds me, and I thought maybe, like, I didn't do any research before we watched it. It reminded me
of.
Oh my
God, you seriously based this pick off the movie
poster? No. Let me finish. Excuse me. No. I
okay,
thought
go ahead.
There was a Christopher Pike or Lois Duncan book with the same, almost the same poster as one of their book covers that I remember reading when I was like in fourth or fifth grade. And I was like, oh my God, they made the Lois Duncan Christopher Pike into a movie. That's what I thought it was. And then I'm like, no, it's some
Are
totally
you
unrelated
you
writer.
I did no research about it whatsoever.
I didn't look at the tape. No, I didn't look at the trailer or anything. I picked it based on a name. That's how I pick my movies these days.
Yeah.
Wait until you see the next one, dude.
Oh my God. I am going to hate pick the hell out of my next pick.
No. I have my next pick ready and you're going to love it. You're gonna love it.
What is it?
I'm not telling you until you pick your next one. No, it's not fair because you haven't picked
Tell
next
me.
Week's yet. No.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're giving me shit because, like, you gave me your pick, like, Wednesday.
Well, I'm afraid if I give you my pick, you're gonna, like, pick something even worse.
It's
like
Saturday. That's gonna happen. You know what? No, I do have my next pick, Tremors 2.
No!
Let's do this. Yeah.
Oh, fine. It's the Reef.
Well, you deserve Tremors 2. Then.
I hate you so.
I hate you more.
The trench is getting deeper. What did we say it was last time? It wasn't the trench anymore. What was it? Or it was a little restaurant in the trench. I don't remember.
It was something in the trench. Yeah.
We've opened up our own cafe of hatred in the trench.
In the trench. We're just so, like, entrenched, that we've actually started to set up shop down there. Yeah, there's a farm, and now some other people are starting to move towards the farm because of the farm supplies, and so a little village is starting to form and grow.
I own the yarn barn.
Yeah, you own the yarn barn. I own the farm where you get the yarn.
But I hate you, so you sell me bad yarn.
Yeah,
that happens. Oh my God, this
the
is
yarn
like a
barn
whole
only has
at this point.
The yarn barn only has crappy yarn in it.
I have all this beautiful yarn. Too bad it's only in chartreuse. So everything in the fucking Mariana Trench of Hate is chartreuse. Because that's all you would sell me.
Yeah, I'd only sell you some of the chartreuse sheep wool. That's exactly what it is.
Oh my God. Should we get to this movie?
Yeah,
no.
Let's get to this movie before we write another movie instead of talking about this movie.
I'm getting feelings of like SpongeBob SquarePants with our trench. I don't know. We live under the sea.
I want to be Sandy Cheeks.
I have no idea. I want to see SpongeBob. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this, I'm going to say it right from the get-go. I did pick this movie, and it did disappoint me on a horror level. It did. Shut up. Don't mock me. No mocking. It starts off, you've got these kids. That should have been my first mistake, because only one of them dies.
For one thing, yes, you picked a kid movie. Like, seriously, what were you doing?
I know, teenage boys.
Boy movie.
I mean, maybe if it was teenage girls, it'd be better, but I think they'd be smarter then. Anyway.
They never would have gotten themselves into this predicament in the first place, so moot point.
Oh my God, I have a great trash horror movie for us to watch. I'll remind you later. Okay, anyway. So there's fucking two boys that have been gone missing. Oh, I'm sorry, 13 in the last decade. But you don't know. Well, you don't know it's 13 until later.
I mean 13.
Well, at first you only know of two. And then they do research later and they discover it's 13. But they just...
Right, because they've never been connected, the disappearances. Right. So they're not thinking it's a total of 13.
But even at two, they already think it's a serial killer, which I'm like, not quite serial killer yet. I mean, he hasn't really made it yet. But when it's 13, I'm like, okay, yeah, he's earned his stripes.
Was there a distinct earning cooling off period in between the two?
Oh, yeah, there was. But still, okay, how do you know, though? I mean, I don't know. Two is not a serial killer. Two is just coincidence.
Warming up?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll think of a name for it. It's not serial killer yet. Come on. It's got to be like four or more for serial.
I can get away with saying the sadistic shit because I'm a vampire. You've got pins going in your board. I'm just saying.
Don't care. Those are badges of honor for me. Anyway, so even though there's supposedly the serial killer of teenage boys on loose, it's the 80s. So parents just let their kids run wild with flashlights out at night in their neighbor's yards playing a game called Manhunt. Yes. I don't know if it's like a version of tag. I don't know how this works. They hide and someone seeks them. I mean, to me, that's hide and seek. Is it called Manhunt because they all want to be men? Is that what? I mean, are we like,
is it called Manhunt?
Okay, kids,
nope.
We're 15 now. We're too old for tag. I got this great new game. It's called Manhunt. Sorry, not tag. Hide and seek. We're too old for hide and seek. Better game. Manhunt.
For hide and seek. Manhunt.
So, Davey, our protagonist, I don't really want to call him that, but okay. He is friendly with everyone. He's got a little newspaper out. He's the typical 80s boy. He's just so cut clean. He's probably on his way to an Eagle Scout. I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
So, when they're playing Manhunt one night, I mean, he sees... Well, before they play Manhunt one night, he goes into his neighbor's house because his neighbor offers him money to move something to a basement. Which, okay, if you're a serial killer, don't show the kids your basement where there's a locked door and it's creepy as fuck. I mean, you don't let anyone into your basement. That's the first rule of serial killing.
Yeah, if your like murder den is in your basement, you don't take people down there and like let them poke around.
No, I'm gonna spoil I'm gonna spoil the shit out of this movie real fast too. So, and also, if you like to murder children, you don't put the family pictures up in your hallway and say, "Oh, they're my family's." And second of all, if you see your picture, you're like, wait a minute, his picture was there the whole time. How did he not notice his family's picture in the hallway, Davey? Davey, come on.
Not only that, but think about this dude's friends. Like, he's a popular police officer. He probably has friends over at some point, and he just has victims' photographs on his wall, like family, displayed like family photos. Like, I think his colleagues would fucking notice.
Maybe. Maybe they're about as sharp as Davey is. I mean, you see your own picture on the wall, you don't notice it. I'm just saying. So that's Mr. Mackey. Mr. Mackey. he's suspicious. Davey's a little suspicious because, you know, a couple nights later he's playing Manhunt and he sees Mr. Mackey with a little boy. Well, not a little boy. I'm just saying like a teenage boy.
With a teenage boy who then goes missing.
Right. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we have a murder in the neighborhood. It's Mr. Mackey. And he's got these four friends. He's got Faraday, Woody. I'm probably saying his name. Is it Woody?
Yeah.
And Ants. Okay, it was Woody.
Eats.
Eats. I want to call him Ants. I don't know why. Okay. Yeah. Eats, Woody, and Faraday. And they're like kind of lukewarm into this investigation. They are not the conspiracy theorist Davey is with his alien abduction shit and... But they're friends, so
I love it.
What? That he's a conspiracy nut? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's great. It's hilarious.
Sorry, Zoe. Probably thinks this coronavirus is a myth.
I love all his conspiracies and his alien conspiracy shit. I love that alien conspiracy shit. It's great. I've been watching a lot of that on, like, quote-unquote documentaries.
God.
About aliens and like covered up government secrets and are there bases on the moon? It's great.
Guess where we're going for vacation, kids? Nevada.
Area 51.
Well, they're more interested in peeping on the neighborhood girl as she undresses the next door neighbor girl, Nikki.
Nikki, yeah.
Who babysat Davy, but they're 2 years apart.
They're three years apart.
I don't know. One person said they were 17 and 15. The AV
He's
Club.
15. I thought she was 18, though.
No, they were saying that she was 17. So there's really only 2 years apart. And that's confusing to me. Why would a 10-year-old need a 12-year-old babysitter? Or
yeah,
a 12-year-old
weird.
Need a 14-year-old babysitter? It just doesn't work for me. Even a 3-year-old, that's pushing it. It's like, you're
well,
going to have a
13-year-old. Well, it should be 5.
I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know.
No, I mean, like when I was 12, I briefly tried babysitting, and I didn't like it, but babysat kids who were like, I don't know, they could dress themselves and eat and do their own shit.
But I thought they only stopped babysitting 3 years ago. So that'd make her 15-year-old watching a 12-year-old? I don't know. It's sketch.
That seems weird to me because at 12, like, you could be a babysitter, so why?
Exactly. Like, why? Is Davy just not bright? I mean, does he have trouble getting dressed or feeding himself? I mean, I don't understand this. Like, Davy...
Maybe he's, you know, just differently abled, you know?
That's possible, but I didn't see any, other than the being babysat until he was 12, I didn't see any
No, I know.
Clues
I mean, I have no idea why she was only 2 years older than him, but she was also his babysitter. That didn't make any sense.
Oh, but it gets better, though, because she likes him.
Oh, yeah, she's totally into his crush on her, which is like... Okay, because she looks way more mature than he does. I just don't see it at all. You know,
and it's kind of got like a Woody Allen vibe to it. Like your babysitter crushing on you. I mean, it goes.
Yeah, that's really
it
weird.
It usually goes the other way. Of yes, you crush on your babysitter, but usually your babysitter doesn't crush back.
No,
usually. Anyway. So Davy's suspicious about Mackie, and he thinks, you know, and Eats even says, hey, my brother Kyle, he works at the hardware store, and he buys 100 pounds of dirt every week. Okay, so they go to, Mackie's got this regimented schedule where he has it down by the hour. So when he goes out for his 11 o'clock jog, they decide they're going to tear up his garden. You know, pretending like it's raccoons, like they did with this trash earlier, which we're not going to get into that because that is so ridiculous.
Right.
And tear up the shit up in his garden to find the dead bodies. Okay, clearly there's no fucking dead bodies in the ground.
Obviously, he's not going to bury them in his backyard. I mean, come on.
No.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Before that, I got to point this out too. Before that, they were going to try to plant an old walkie-talkie on him, a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, under his window.
Yeah, that didn't work. So they got caught up in the trellis, and the walkie-talkie's like hanging half off.
Yeah,
of the trellis, and Mackie finds it.
He finds it
because he sticks it in his window a day. I think it's a day later.
Yeah, like what's his name is looking in on Mackie, but then Davy is looking in on Mackie, but then all of a sudden he sees Mackie staring back at him in another pair of binoculars, and he's like, oh my god, and he like throws himself to the floor. But obviously Mackie saw him, and then he looks again, and Mackie holds the walkie-talkie up in the window for him to see, and he's like, oh shit.
Well, and earlier that day too, when he went to go collect the money when he saw the garden, Mackie goes, if you want, I've got some retired police radios. They pick up everything. So it makes you wonder, how much has he really picked up of the kids' conversation? How much does he know at this point?
Yeah, really, exactly.
He knows it wasn't raccoons digging through his trash, trying to get...
Yeah.
As Faraday says, you can get AIDS from trash. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We're gonna skip over that point.
Moving on.
Just ridiculous, but okay. It was the 80s, but still.
It was the 80s.
It just reminds of how stupid the 80s was.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. People were were stupid about it.
Ridiculous, yeah. Which is kind of like reminding me now, but that's okay. We'll move on. So they dig up the garden. Of course, they find no fucking bodies. And I've never seen raccoons trash a garden like that. We're just going to say that.
Yeah.
And then Eats breaks into the shed because, hey, maybe there's dead bodies in the shed because that's where I hide my dead bodies. Actually, Morpheus does hide his dead bodies in his shed.
Yeah. We do know a serial killer who hides dead bodies in his shed. Yeah. Oops. Was I not supposed to say Morpheus is a serial killer?
Whoops. It's okay. We didn't say he killed them. We just said he has dead bodies in his shed.
He just puts dead bodies. I didn't say he came by them.
They came pre-dead.
Yeah, they could be pre-dead.
They could be mine. He could hide them in there. I don't know.
He could be hiding your dead bodies.
Exactly. Or yours. Exactly. Jesus.
Or mine, because, you know, I go after your leftovers a lot of the time. Right? So then I have bodies to get rid of. I'm kind of like a vampire wood chipper.
God. That brings images to the mind. I'm moving on. Yeah, the only thing they find in the shed is the fucking MTV shirt that kid that went missing was wearing with some blood on it.
No, but that is a good clue, though. That is evidence. Hey, you know.
Yeah, it is.
They're really excited to find that evidence.
This is like an hour and 10 minutes into the movie, too, isn't it? I mean, this movie drug.
Can you play the crickets again?
Hold on. Wait, please hold. No, the crickets are gone. The crickets have left the building. Oh, God damn it. No, I don't want YouTube free. My God.
Maybe I'll just take the recording that we already have of the crickets and I'll just start putting it in like all over the place. There we go. And that was this movie for an hour and a half. And then it seriously was like, I'm looking at how long we have left. We have 15 minutes left. And I'm like, oh my God, the entire climax of the film is about to kick off at 15 minutes. I was so furious. Like the movie was just starting at the last 15 minutes.
Even still this part where we were still in a slow movie part where the father, Randall somehow finds out what they, you know, they went to go tell the dad and he's like, you dug up their garden. He's more worried about them digging up their garden. Mr. Mackey's not a killer. So he sends he takes the four boys over there with, you know, having them apologize. And Mackie's like, oh, that's my nephew's. He was over. He got, you know, he had a bloody nose and that's why there's blood on it. And I gave him a new shirt and he was helping me with the garden. And, you know, we all believe you, Mr. Mackey. Right. And he even comes back later when Davy's parents are gone, be like, hey, I just want to apologize. You know, I'm willing to call my nephew, you know, get my nephew on the phone so we could tell you. So he's like, okay, get your nephew on the phone. And Mr. Mackey's like,
your nephew?
Nephew. Mr. Mackey calls from Davy's phone and no one picks up. He's like, oh, no.
So he's like, that's fine, yeah.
He's got a knife in his pocket because he doesn't trust Mackey not to come in after him. With his gun. He's wearing his gun, like a knife in a gunfight. Come on.
Boy, bringing a knife to a gunfight, not going to go well.
So he has the operator research the number. This is back before Star 69, but the operator was, you know, still on the line then. And Mackey had called his own number.
Yeah, not his nephew, his own number.
Right. So they, even though they're grounded, they really ratchet up the surveillance on him, I guess.
This kid doesn't do anything until he gets grounded.
I know. It's so ridiculous. And they find that Mackie's got like a storage shed with the VW Beetle or VW Bug rather, which everyone's like, ooh, that was Ted Bundy's car. Yeah. Lots of people have VW Bugs. Let's hold our horses here. I mean, if it was a Caprice, you would have been saying it was Jeffrey Dahmer's car. You know, come on, people. It's a coincidence. I'm pretty sure of it. So anyway, it's getting to be bullshit. They're having the Bay... whatever festival, Bay Oregon, Oregon.
Cape May Festival.
Cape May, whatever, what the fuck ever this movie. Okay, the Cape May Festival.
I just love how this backfired on you. I just I love how you picked this movie and you're just like so excited that I was annoyed by it and it just completely backfired on you because this movie sucks so bad.
I mean it wasn't the worst movie I've seen this year because trust me, we've seen worse, but it was a letdown. It really was. So let's just get through the end of it and then we can talk about what a letdown it was. And you also have a song to sing too. And a story with that song. Anyway, so they're doing surveillance. Faraday and Eats are supposed to be keeping lookouts, which they're winners at that, while Woody, Nikki, and Davy go into the house. They go into the house. They go down to the basement. This takes forever, by the way. They go down to the basement because it starts off where it's like daytime. It looks like it's morning. And by the time they're leaving the house, it's nighttime. Let's just put that out.
Yeah. It's like they spent 12 hours down in the basement.
Trying to get to the basement. So they open they finally unlock the basement door, the locked, padlocked one. They find a dead body decaying in a bathtub. And they find a kid that was grabbed in the middle of this whole thing.
Yeah, who's just like a recent abductee.
Yes. They're videotaping all of this because Randall, Davy's dad, is a video person. Can't think of the word.
Videographer.
Thank you. For the news.
For the local news station.
Yes. Meanwhile, Mackie's at the Cape May Fair being lauded as a hero because he caught the Bay Slayer, supposedly.
Yeah, he just arrested some old dude.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah.
So they hustle this kid out and they take their evidence and their parents to the police station.
Well,
and
we got to say, Faraday and Eats, they're at the festival and they're like, oh, he caught the killer. Oh, the bags of soil were purchased for the city beautification project. Oh, he's not really... Obviously, Davy's wrong. And so they just abandon their posts and leave. And now Davy, Woody, and Nikki don't have a lookout anymore.
Which didn't even backfire. I thought, if anything, that would have been like a great...
Truly,
twist of... Come on. It was a lost chance, basically, I feel like. I'm like, okay, there's no lookout. Great. Mackie's going to get to jump on him and kill him there. Nope.
Well, I know. I think they were trying to do something different. I mean, that would have been the totally expected thing to
do. I guess. Well, their friends suck. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, their friends do suck. But yeah, it did. It added this extra. You're like, oh, shoot. Okay, that's going to be something. Oh, no, that didn't end up mattering. Okay, well, that's kind of weird. But yeah.
So the APB's out for Mackie. Now, this is where it finally fucking gets good.
Because they finally have enough evidence to go to this police department who's like, yay, thanks to you, this boy isn't going to die.
Yay.
Mackie's the bastard. Hooray.
So Woody's sleeping over at Davy's house, and Mackie is in their attic, which it reminded me of Black Christmas. Because I'm like, oh my God, the attic door's opening. Yes. Yes. Great place to hide. Taking notes here.
Yeah, no one ever checks the attic, apparently. People check the basement all day long, even though it's creepy as fuck to them, but they won't check the attic.
He chloroforms, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you about date GHB later. Anyway, it chloroforms both Woody and Davy and takes them out to the middle of the woods. He's like, we're going to play a game, a manhunt.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of perverse coming from an old man with young kids. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, he decides to hunt them down like two little kids. Like, oh, you're such a big man. Oh, my goodness. But then again, obviously, this man has issues because he's been killing children for years.
I was going to be like, what's your first clue? So they're doing okay hiding from it until they fall into his dump site, his dead body dump site.
Yeah, they stumble upon his dump site and there's dead bodies everywhere, like halfway decomposed. And then they get caught up.
Davy's actually smart at this point and comes up with a plan. Like, I'm going to make a lot of noise. Woody, you get to the car, get the fuck out of here, get help.
Yeah.
But Mackie doesn't fall from it. And he gets Woody. And he slits his throat. He kills Woody.
Yeah, he kills Woody. I was really bummed, actually, about that.
I was like, if you're going to kill any kid, don't kill Woody. Kill Davy. Not like Davy.
I just felt like it was like, oh, Woody, why do you have to kill Woody? Woody's no threat. Woody's no harm.
And he was going to kill Davy, too, but he's like, nope, you know what? I'm going to leave you here to die. I'm going to leave you here to always keep looking around your shoulder, because one day I'll get you. I'll get you, you little bastard.
Yeah, he says, you have spent so much time thinking about me. I want you to keep thinking about me. I want you to imagine what I am going to do when I come back for you. And I am going to come back for you. After you have spent your life looking over your shoulder, after you have wondered every single day if that is the day I'm going to come for you, one day you'll be right.
Dum, dum, dum. So he leaves him in the wood. He finally crawls to civilization, and they're showing him pedaling through the neighborhood again. You see a sale sign on a house of one of the boys that was kidnapped. You see the crime tape around Mackie's house. You see Faraday and Eats hanging out together, taking shit
They're
off the
taking
lawn.
down the tree house,
Oh, that's
the
what
demolished
it
tree house.
is.
They're cleaning up after the demolished tree house.
That's what it is. Okay, I'm like,
Because
whoa.
at one point, Eats says that, yeah, his dad's probably going to take down the tree house. So
Bastard
the
father.
kids have, like, the friends have all fallen apart.
Yeah.
They're not really friends anymore.
And then Faraday went off to Vietnam and no one ever heard from him again. Sorry, Kenova.
And
Oh.
then he unfurls a newspaper, and the headline is announcing that the Cape May Slayer is still at large.
Which I couldn't read that on the movie. I actually had to go online and be like, what the fuck did that newspaper just said? Because it was they flashed it so fast. So I was like, what? And I wasn't rewinding it because who knows how far I would rewind it. I have to watch more of this movie. So just kidding.
I know,
It
right?
wasn't that bad. It was just slow.
Oh, it was that bad.
I know. I mean, it was just they needed it needed more. It needed more shit. And it didn't have enough jump, like it never had enough scares to it. It just like I
No,
said,
it
like the
wasn't
last
scary.
10 minutes was the best part. I was kind of like not even a horror movie. I had like the feeling of like a Nancy Drew. You know what I mean? Like, what's that? Have you ever seen? You probably haven't seen this movie. I think it's called like Now and Then, where it's like Rosie O'Donnell, Demi Moore, Rita Wilson, and somebody else. I can't remember who the last one is. Melanie Griffith, maybe. Where they're all flashing back to when they were kids and talking about this time that they found Davy Boy's whatever. It was a mystery, you know, like a mystery thing. That's what it
Yeah.
fucking reminded me of. I'm like, this reminds me of like Now and Then. With a little bit of knife on throat action at the end. That's all it reminds me of.
Yeah.
It reminds me more of a mystery. Like, we're the brothers, not and Nancy Drew and the, what's her name?
Oh, the Hardy Boys.
Hardy Boys, thank you. Yes, that's what it fucking reminded me of. More than a horror film. So it kind of let me down in that way, I feel like. If I was looking for a Hardy Boys movie, this would be perfect.
Yeah, if
But
that's what you wanted.
I wasn't really looking for that, so.
No.
Your thoughts other than it sucked?
It sucks so
No,
hard.
stop. Other than it sucked.
I've already said my thoughts. It sucked. It was too slow. Nothing happened until the last 15 minutes. It was like a teen movie. I don't care. Like, I don't know. It was trying to be Stranger Things, but it wasn't interesting. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. I just it was disappointing to me. And
Yep.
that's the thing that the I can't I have to look it up now, the Lois Duncan, Christopher Pike, whatever, you know, Fear Street, whatever the fuck it was so much better. So, I don't know. There's one that's an old Lois Duncan book that I love that I'm gonna have to find on a movie so we can watch it as part of this podcast because I think it will be a good horror. Like it'll probably be bad for you, but good for me. Hey, that reminds me, you have a song to sing and a story to tell about Oregon because this took place in Ipswich, Oregon.
Oregon, our home and native land. That one?
Yep.
There you go.
So we have a personal story about Oregon, which we have to tell this because we love the story.
Go ahead.
KS and I met many, many star light years ago,
Many moons.
many moons ago, yes, when we were working together at a store. And we worked with a third person. We called her Princess. And that's a perfect nickname for her for this podcast, Princess. And Princess was, what was she, 2 years younger than you? 2 or 3 years younger than you?
Yeah, 2 years, 2 or 3 years younger than me. She seemed like a lot younger, but I think it was
Well,
only
yeah,
2 or 3 years.
that was just maturity. Well, we weren't very mature back then either, though. So we were already graduated high school, and she was taking her senior proficiency tests or SATs. I don't remember. It was some one of those tests. It's a very important test. And we told her, now don't forget, Oregon has seceded from the Union and has joined Canada and has its own anthem too. You got to remember that for the test.
Yeah.
And she believed us for a good 20 minutes.
We had her going that Oregon sincerely seceded from the Union, joined Canada. We knew their new anthem. It was called Oregon. I just sang most of it for you.
That was it, yeah. that's why we have a personal connection to Oregon. So Oregon, represent us with us.
Oh. They don't even call it Oregon, though. It's Oregon.
You sure it's not oregano?
It's Oregon. We pronounce Oregon. It wrong. Oregon. That she should have known not to be taken in by us because we can't even pronounce the darn state right.
Well, yeah.
But
like she would know. Come on.
Right.
Okay. She believed us that it joined Canada. That Oregon, not Washington or Alaska, that are connected to Canada, Oregon joined Canada.
Oregon did, yes.
Sure.
She doesn't know. She didn't know where Oregon was on a map.
I know. She thought it was down by Hawaii. Who knows? Anyway, so that is our personal story of Oregon.
Oh, Oregon.
Do you want to rate this movie? You know, it's all glory.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. It was your pick, so why don't you go first?
It was okay, but it wasn't what I wanted, but I won't watch it again, so I'll go 4.157.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Okay, I will rate this one, I don't know, like a 3, like a 2.5. 2.5.
That bad, really, huh? Bored. I was too. Well, it's partly that we were on Skype for it too, so that didn't help things. Because I'm just boring to watch a movie with. Not a very exciting person.
No, that wasn't the issue. It was a boring movie.
Yeah, because we're still podcasting from afar.
Yeah.
So, kids, we just want to remind you, please social distance. We're social distancing to do this podcast. I think you can manage to do it yourselves.
Yeah, we are doing this remotely. It's probably obvious because our sound is not the same. But in case you didn't realize,
I think
we
it's
record remotely.
Fifth month now doing it remotely, right?
Yeah, it's been fourth quite or a fifth. While.
It has been. So if we can do that, you can fucking wear a mask and socially distance from some people this, you know, this summer. So stay safe, bitches, because we care and about you.
Don't get corona. That was totally just on how my favorite murder kind of ends their episode.
Don't get corona. Oh my god, they say that now?
No. Oh. No, just one of them says stay sexy and the other one says don't get murdered. So I was like, don't get corona.
Nice.
And then it just kind of felt like, is that the end of the episode? Oh no. We keep going.
I have no fan fiction though this week, sadly. So I don't really think this needs a fan fiction because it's kind of a fan fiction in itself. Well, so.
And we kind of wrote our own fan fiction about ourselves this week. So we still kind of fulfilled the fan fiction requirement.
We did. I'm good with that. Yeah. I'm good with that. I've got no trivia either. So I'm kind of done. Should we pimp and get the fuck out?
All right. Let's do it.
Or do we have anything?
Yeah, if any of y'all are Animal Crossing fans and you're looking for amiibos, check out my Etsy store that will probably be up by the time this airs. A link will be in the show notes. It is called Pogwash Island Villagers, and you can get any villager you want. So go check out the shop on Etsy. Thanks.
Very nice. Very nice.
And then I guess I'll pimp the rest of the stuff every time. We are part of the Morbidly Beautiful podcast network. Morbidlybeautiful.com is your home for all things horror. And it is an amazing site with really amazing writers who selflessly give their time and craft to give us amazing content. So go check it out.
Can I say something about that? They also just added a new podcast on there too, which I'm trying to pull up. Give me one second. Holy shit, because I'm not ready. Here it is. It's coming. Aha. Yes. Best Little Horror House in Philly. So they are joining the podcast network too. So they are brand new.
Oh, cool. Awesome. A new podcast. That's so great. I'm so glad that we're getting all these new podcasts.
Guess which one they're starting with.
Which one are they starting with?
Saw. Yay!
Oh, one we have yet to tackle.
I'm excited. So we have new friends, guys.
Awesome. I'll have to go check them out. I can't wait.
Yes.
So we are hosted by anchor.fm. You can find us anywhere where you listen to podcasts. And obviously you did if you're listening to us right now. So I don't feel like I should have to tell you where to find us. If you would like to support us, we could really use a review. If you would like, go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star review, send us a screenshot of your review to podcastatnight@gmail.com and get a free vinyl sticker. That's right. We are still offering free vinyl stickers for reviews. Thank you to everyone who reviews. If you are interested, we have a merch store. But before I tell you about that, we are on the social media at Podcast at Night, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And in the show notes, there will be a link to our merch store. It is a threadless store. It is pretty awesome. We have t-shirts, bags, stickers, and notebooks, all kinds of things. So go check it out if you're interested. And I think that's everything. So I will say goodbye from chaos and stay bloodthirsty, friends.
Good night from carnage. And as always, we're filmed in front of a live studio audience of sleepy kitties. Ha ha ha.